I'm Leslie Lotto with An Earful. Is it time to bury our heads in the sand like an ostrich? It is believed that when an ostrich thinks it's in danger, it'll bury its head and may believe its entire body is also hidden. It may feel like a good time to bury ourselves and ignore the many news stories happening around us. Even as a news junkie myself, I would say sometimes we need to not know, but lately there is a must-know feeling. Maybe we shouldn't be glued to a television or news talk station all day, every day. Hint, unless there is endless breaking news, you will hear the same thing over and over again, and that could be traumatizing. Yes, this is how I make my money. But as I've mentioned in this space numerous times before, even I must dip in and out on occasion. It may seem like there's breaking news, but honestly, flooding the zone is a real thing, and you can check in later if you feel tender, or ask a friend or family member to check in on you, which we all should be doing anyway during these times. We need a support system as we become exhausted by never-ending committee hearings, meetings on Capitol Hill, foreign affairs, and unheard-of atrocities on our streets. Discerning rumor from reality, or what's that guy saying over there about that other guy, or what did so-and-so post on social media, it is all-consuming. Yes, we need to know what's happening. Yes, we should open our eyes to it and not stick our heads in the sand. But please don't continue to traumatize yourself over and over and over again. It's harmful. Watching harm being done to others is harmful to us. But we can't look away either. We must not look away. We need to dig deep, like the ostrich. You see, an ostrich does not actually bury its head in the sand. The ostrich explores further, looking for its spot to nest. And for us, we should dig deep too, but look for our spot to rest. Remember, this past story is not for air. The next five are for you to air for free on your podcast or radio station as one newscast, or they are singled out as voicers too. I'm Leslie Lotto with An Earful. Will the real Ken doll please stand up? His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Kenneth, and he's old enough for Social Security. For real. Mattel's Ken doll turns 65 next month. Kenneth Sean Carson is named after the son of the co-founders of Mattel, Kenneth Handler. Ken began his journey in 1961, a couple of years after Barbie. Barbie's dream boat is moving on at 65. Mattel says Ken is ready to try new things. In an Instagram post, he turned away from the ocean and surfing and said, quote, "Don't be salty. It's not forever. We'll stay in touch. Send a wave." A proposal for no social media for kids under 15 in France is getting traction. Lawmakers have approved a bill that would ban socials for children under 15. The same bill bans cell phones in high schools. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, wants the legislation to be fast-tracked ahead of the next school year. He says banning social media for this age group is what scientists recommend and what his people are, quote, overwhelmingly calling for. This could be one of the last measures that passes before Macron leaves office next year. Oui, oui. It's all the rage. Diet for your age. After several decades testing a restrictive diet, rats lived almost twice as long as their counterparts, allowed to eat whatever they wanted. The rats who ate less had better looking lungs and kidneys and no cancer. But when they gorged at the end of the experiment, they didn't look so healthy anymore. Eating less food shows animals can live longer, but so far we haven't seen that proof in humans. But one thing has been proven by the University of Sydney: low-protein diets could help you live longer. A new study says you should try not to urinate so fast. You heard that right. So-called power peeing is not a good thing. A new book, Floored, which looks at the pelvic floor, says the muscles at the base of the pelvis need more care. And if you pee too fast or too forcefully, you could damage the area. It may be more of a woman's thing. It affects around 1 in 3 women. The bladder is a better worker when it's relaxed. The takeaways? Don't hold your pee and don't push it out either. Relax. I'm pretty outgoing, but tests say I'm an introvert. But now I'm convinced I'm something else, an otrovert. A new book coming out this summer, The Gift of Not Belonging, coins the term otrovert, a personality type who has little interest in being part of the crowd. Psychiatrist Rami Kaminsky says an otrovert is someone who faces away from the group. Introverts and extroverts tend to still be communal people, but an otrovert is an outsider. someone who decides not to do things that are uncomfortable and instead get deeper with our close relations and embrace our own authenticity. I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. Will the real Ken doll please stand up? His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Kenneth, and he's old enough for Social Security. For real. Mattel's Ken doll turns 65 next month. Kenneth Sean Carson is named after the son of the co-founders of Mattel, Kenneth Handler. Ken began his journey in 1961, a couple of years after Barbie. Barbie's dreamboat is moving on at 65. Mattel says Ken is ready to try new things. In an Instagram post, he turned away from the ocean and surfing and said, quote, "Don't be salty. It's not forever. We'll stay in touch. Send a wave." I'm Leslie Lotto. A proposal for no social media for kids under 15 in France is getting traction. Lawmakers have approved a bill that would ban socials for children under 15. The same bill bans cell phones in high schools. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, wants the legislation to be fast-tracked ahead of the next school year. He says banning social media for this age group is what scientists recommend and what his people are, quote, overwhelmingly calling for. This could be one of the last measures that passes before Macron leaves office next year. Oui, oui. I'm Leslie Lotto. It's all the rage. Diet for your age. After several decades testing a restrictive diet, rats lived almost twice as long as their counterparts, allowed to eat whatever they wanted. The rats who ate less had better looking lungs and kidneys and no cancer. But when they gorged at the end of the experiment, they didn't look so healthy anymore. Eating less food shows animals can live longer, but so far we haven't seen that proof in humans. But one thing has been proven by the University of Sydney: low protein diets could help you live longer. I'm Leslie Lotto. A new study says you should try not to urinate so fast. You heard that right. So-called power peeing is not a good thing. A new book, Floored, which looks at the pelvic floor, says the muscles at the base of the pelvis need more care. And if you pee too fast or too forcefully, you could damage the area. It may be more of a woman's thing. It affects around 1 in 3 women. The bladder is a better worker when it's relaxed. The takeaways? Don't hold your pee and don't push it out either. Relax. I'm Leslie Lotto. I'm pretty outgoing, but tests say I'm an introvert. But now I'm convinced I'm something else, an otrovert. A new book coming out this summer, The Gift of Not Belonging, coins the term otrovert, a personality type who has little interest in being part of the crowd. Psychiatrist Rami Kaminsky says an otrovert is someone who faces away from the group. Introverts and extroverts tend to still be communal people, but an otrovert is an outsider, someone who decides not to do things that are uncomfortable and instead get deeper with our close relations and embrace our own authenticity. I'm Leslie Lotto.